Hi, guys. We're here at Reality Bites. We have a guest co-host this coming Tuesday, Steve Hernandez, and our lovely guests from Her Story, Jen Richards and Laura Zach. And we want to give you guys a little bit of a taste of the episode. So we got an audience question emailed in by Anna. Here we go. Let's see what you guys think. So my question for the pod is how to move forward and get over through your first love. Like right now, it feels like no one will ever love me the way this person did. And I both know I need to deal with these feelings and also maybe they might be true, but also maybe they aren't true. I just don't know what to do. I have so many emotions. Anyway, I would really appreciate your advice a lot. P.S. In case you do use pronouns when talking, giving me any advice. My pronouns are she, her, and my ex-partner uses they, them pronouns.
She's adorable.
She's just fine.
Find plenty of love. I know one thing that I discovered as an adult, like when I was going through my own issues, I kept looking inside myself for self-love. Because that's usually the answer. You got to love yourself. And I couldn't figure out how to do that. Because I thought it was something I could find, like it would already be there. And what I realized is you have to build self-love.
Yes.
And you do it day by day. Through little steps, through little actions, investing in yourself, believing in yourself, doing things that really bring you joy, taking care of yourself. And over time, that becomes like a genuine, like stable source of self-love that will take you through any crisis.
I love that. My therapist, who I share with Steph, and now my boyfriend, she talks about... I know. Come on, guys. Let's just all get in. She's already been a guest. It's fucked up.
That feels unethical, but I'm sure she's great.
She's lovely.
I have questions.
That's totally fair. She talks about self-partnering a lot, though, which is what you're talking about, basically. And it's like building a relationship with yourself. And most of us would like to find someone that's, you know, going to be our partner in life. But even then, there's death. And, you know, no one's going to be with you forever. So I feel like the most valuable thing is building that really great relationship with yourself. So I love that advice.
And it sounds, life ends. That's a great way to
teaser. Don't worry, I'm going to die alone.
Don't worry. Death is imminent.
When she says this too, it sounds like it's just the feeling of love. And I don't know about you guys, but the older I get, don't you realize like that's loving someone is maybe a quarter of the thing. It's how do we work well together? Do we argue well together?
Totally.
Are we going the same direction? Do we want the same things? So just learning how to deal with these emotions is, I don't know. I guess it's its own thing. But to me, I just, tell myself, I don't know. I've never had, when was the last time you got your heart broken, Laura?
About, that was, well,
casual.
October 2015. She ghosted me. But anyway, that's a whole other conversation.
So how'd you pull yourself out of it?
It took about a year. I think one thing that, specific to my experience with that I think resonates in the way that this question was worded is it sounds like this person's really willing to feel the feelings, which even though it can be torture in the moment, I think ultimately that means she's better. Like I would prefer to be someone who is crushed and can feel how crushed I am and who takes the risk and is open to the world than to be someone who is shut down or has to run away or turn things off. Like I feel like ultimately the reward is much greater than like, you know, dying on the inside.
She's one of the happiest people I know, so believe her.
No, there is something to like, I'm a feeler, so it takes me a while to get over relationships, but I don't wish that I had, you know, less strong feelings. Like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's life.
Yeah, I'm just real grateful, like, to be a man in, at this time where everything's evolving more. Because when I got a divorce, I was hurt for, like, a year. But for whatever reason, it's okay to be like that. I mean, I would weep all the time and everybody was okay with it. But I mean, 50 years ago, I wouldn't have been okay for me as a man, as a regular cisgendered man to be like that. But yeah, I believe in feeling it, mm-hmm. all the good stuff and all the bad stuff. And, eventually, you know, I've gotten over it.
You're going to get better. So good luck, Anna. And everyone else, come join us. And Anna. Anna can come back too. Come back on Tuesday.
You got what you wanted, Anna.
We all die. Hopefully we'll make it to Tuesday.
Well, seriously, I mean.
No telling these days.
Yeah.